Books on Tape presents Shanks for Nothing by Rick Riley. Read by Stephen Hoy. Chapter 1. I distinctly remember the day my life started smother-hooking toward hell. It was just another day of gentlemanly golfing competition among the chops at Pakaquag Municipal Golf Links in Delhi, known across the land as America's worst golf facility. It was our usual fivesome. Two down, Hoover, Cemented, Danny, the hot-tempered, hot-blooded little five-handicap who also doubled as my wife, and me. "Are those shorts heavily padded?" Danny asked Cemented.
"What's it to you?" Cemented said.
"'Cause I'm about to give you a serious butt-kicking." Across the way, the hyper-Leonard two-down Petrovitz, half-man, half-cappuccino, was locked in mortal combat with me in a game of $20 one-down automatic press bets. Of course, he couldn't have been too worried, since he was beating me like Liza's ex. I'd given him half a shot a hole, plus a 100-yard head start on every hole, plus one throw aside. And yet, just because he was beating me didn't mean he was going to stoop to any gamesmanship. "I see you changed your putter since last time," two-down observed. "I guess that last one didn't float so good." "Keep it up, Chirpy," I said, "and you'll be joining it." Parky was famous around Boston for three things. Number one, being full of morons who bet way more than they had. Number two, being to golf what Velveeta was to French culinary schools. Number three, being next door to one of the great courses in America, the blue-blooded, high-hatted Mayflower Club, whose members were so choosy about who they accepted, they simply stopped letting...